Talking with Amanda Cochran, head volleyball coach over at Gearing. And, Coach, this seemed like one of the quickest summers I can ever remember. You guys are already a couple of weeks into a fall camp with the season right around the corner. What type of team do you think you might be able to put out on the floor this year?
You know, we're definitely looking forward to a huge year of growing and, I guess, just learning the movements of each other. We have a couple of new players out this year that haven't played for a couple of years, and we're just excited to get them back in our program.
Who are some of the leaders that you've been able to identify earlier this year, or gals that are coming back that were some key players for you a year ago?
Olivia Schaub on the outside has absolutely done a great job this kind of preseason here. She's got a heavy hand on the outside, so we're excited to see what she can do. She's, you know, looking for her to really step up this year and be a leader on and off the court as one of our seniors. Our other senior this year is Jenna Balthazar, and she set and played right side for us last year. So, again, we're seeing a lot of progress and growth out of her hitting-wise, and that's been really positive. Another returner for us is Zoe Smith as our DS or libero.
Obviously, when you need to replace someone like Spryer, just always seem to be in the right spot, real heady and a real leader, who do you turn to maybe fill in for her and pick up some of those intangibles that she brought to the floor?
You know, like I said, we have Jenna Balthazar, who also set last year, so she'll, you know, step in and set a little bit for us. And then we also have Macy Boggs, who's a sophomore, and we're looking for a huge season from Macy. She's very smart, very intelligent with the placement of the ball, has great hands, and so she can keep an offense running. So we're excited about what she can do this year as well.
You know, Sydney, Gearing, Alliance, those three teams, it's been fairly competitive, it seems like, the last couple of years. And you guys will get a chance to get a look at each other coming up at the Jamboree at Shadron on Thursday night. Do you like this setup? Is this something you're all about and in favor of as far as getting these teams together and getting a look at some match competition before you get the real thing started?
You know, more than anything, I think it's just about getting the nerves out of your own players and putting them on a court in a uniform and letting them get the feel of the game before, you know, before it counts. So getting them through one time. So like I said, we've got a girl that hasn't played since eighth grade. So as a senior, she'll step on the court for the first time and go, oh man, you know, just to get those pregame jitters out, I think is the most important thing for our own team.
How many matches will you get in on Thursday?
You can play either one game, okay, so you're going to play two sets to 25. We're going to play one set versus Shadron, and we're going to play one set versus Hemmingford.
You get your season opener just a little over a week away, so do you feel like you've accomplished everything you need to get done, or do you still have plenty of work to do as far as sets and things like that to get ready for next week?
Oh, man, we have tons to work on. You should always feel like you have tons to work on. Throughout the entire season, we can always be better. We can always be improving. I'm excited about where we're at right now. From our summer camp until now, we've had tons and tons of growth, but we still have potential to keep going.
And what do you think the competition level is going to be like for the teams out here in the region as far as the district's concerned this year?
Oh, man, we have a tough schedule the entire season. There are not many easy games, so we're prepping every week and you know, revamping our game plan every week, and it'll be a great season and good matchups all through the entire season.
Finishing up with Gearing volleyball coach Amanda Cochran. Coach, thanks for the quick couple of minutes. Best of luck at the Jamboree, and we'll see you up at Alliance next Thursday night to get the season started. Thank you.
Thanks much, Chris.